puts even more spring in your pocket. Buy a John Deere, get a gift card during Spring Black Friday only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through April 19th in store and online. Gift card via mailing rebate. See store for details.
Napa Know How. Tooling around the yard on a riding mower isn't just yard time. That's listen to the game time, enjoy the great outdoors time, or maybe just think about absolutely nothing time. Unless you've got a dead battery, that's no fun time. So head to Napa, where lawn and garden batteries are as low as $21.99 with exchange. That's $21.99, just in time for mowing time. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
The Todd Bromkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and associate producer Jeff Downing back with you for hour number two of three tonight, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Full schedule for you available at KGYMRadio.com. ESPN programming on the way tonight after we're off the air. It'll be Jalen and Jacoby. Tomorrow night, Twins baseball returns to 107.5 FM as the Twins take on the White Sox. Chicago will be in action later on. This afternoon, I think they're getting ready to throw out the first pitch. I think that's about a 5:10 first pitch today for the White Sox. Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago was supposed to be with us, but he had to reschedule. He'll be on Monday's program. Join us tomorrow in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. It's going to be a supersized edition, as Scott Unash and Mark Dukes will be bringing you the gym class from 3 until 4 o'clock, and then Scott is going to be filling in for Alex from 4 until 7 tomorrow. So go ahead and make plans to join us. We'll have some great prizes, very popular KGYM pint glasses, the $5 gift certificates from Coach's Corner, which basically pick up your first couple drinks during happy hour. Happy hour is from 3 until 7 as well, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. Lots to get to today. Blackhawks and Predators starting the Stanley Cup playoff series tonight. The playoffs got started last night for a couple other teams, including the St. Louis Blues. We had a very touching moment during the intermission of hours number one and two as Steve Kane, our sales manager, came in and high-fived Alex Kuhn. I thought perhaps Alex had done something to sell or help the sales department, but it was just two Blues fans celebrating the victory over Minnesota last night to go up 1-0 in that series. Winner gets the eventual winner of the Blackhawks and Preds as well, games one and two at the United Center. NBA playoff picture is set as of last night. We'll talk all about it with Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Celtics wind up getting the one seed in the East over the Cavaliers. It's Boston and Chicago. No Larry Bird, no Michael Jordan, no 63-point game, but still an intriguing series for a number of reasons, especially given Fred Hoiberg's status with the Bulls. He did get them into the playoffs in year number two. You've got to give him credit for that. We'll see what Cody Taylor has to say moving forward. And we touched on this a little bit. I saw this coming a mile away 2 days ago when Iowa announced that Middle Tennessee State was getting added to its 2019 football schedule for as far as the non-conference games go. But it never ceases to amaze me. And just, I guess it's a byproduct of where we live and the fact that we don't have really any major league sports teams to speak of other than those that are 3.5-4 hours away. So it's the Hawkeyes and, to a lesser extent, Iowa State and UNI. But every time somebody, a certain somebody, a national radio host, mentions Iowa and takes a dig at the Hawkeyes, it just provides fodder for every columnist and every sports talk radio host in the state. And I'm looking today in Des Moines, all they're talking about is what this particular radio host had to say. And all I can think of is, stop taking the bait. Okay, I would rather sit here for 20 minutes, like we just did the last half hour, and talk about something local that I think is interesting and a number of other people out there thought was interesting. Some people really didn't like that segment that we did on the casino, and that's just fine. radios aren't that difficult to operate, I don't think. But I would rather talk about that or get creative and come up with something to talk about than relying on the old, well, there goes Colin again card. And speaking of getting creative, he's trotted out the fake ID line at least half a dozen times with regards to Iowa.
Because it drives up his ratings.
And people, no, it doesn't. He doesn't.
You don't think so?
No, because, all right, tread carefully here. I have a condition where my mouth sometimes moves a little bit faster than my brain does, and I've got to figure out how to formulate this.
Is there medicine for that? I need that as well.
No.
Oh,
I don't believe there is. Iowa as an entity, okay, nationally, really is, for the most part, it should be anyway, insignificant to somebody like Colin Cowherd. Because of the population, and because, look, you're not talking about Kentucky or Duke or Notre Dame, but there's just something about when he brings up Iowa, and maybe it's the first time that he ever, maybe he could have picked another school randomly and we'd never hear him mention it, but for whatever reason, he decided that he was going to take a poke at Iowa one day several years ago. And then everybody feels that they need to flock to defend this state's honor or the University of Iowa's honor. And guess what? It's no different than the bully on the playground when you were in elementary school. If you show a reaction to the bully and he understands that he's got you right where he wants you, then he's going to continue picking on you. And so the cycle repeats. And then it repeats again and again and again. And I would rather not talk about it. And I understand I've sort of have just done what I said I didn't want to do by talking about it. But people need to just learn to ignore what other people say about their favorite teams to a certain extent. And it's not unique to Iowa, and it's not unique to the Hawkeyes, but I am so tired of just the most innocuous comment being made about and it's moths to a flame, and he understands that. And again, I don't quite understand the attraction, but it's like fans can't quit. They hate him. They don't like the fact that he talks about Iowa in a negative light, but they can't quit him because they, and you know what, in this business, and who am I to sit here and tell people how this business operates? I can barely do this for a living myself. But in this business, even if people hate you and they still listen, guess who wins? It's like the old argument.
It's why Skip Bayless is making over $1 million a year.
It's like the old argument about who really is taking advantage of who at a gentleman's club. You have people that say that, well, the women are being exploited. And then, which, look, I don't know much about that business, but I do know that the owner of the club gets a large percentage of the dollar bills at the end of the night. But at the same time, you have guys emptying their wallets and throwing money right and left. So who's exploiting who? But it's pretty clearly a one-way street in this business because Colin Cowherd is exploiting fans of various programs. And for whatever reason, he's figured out that Iowa is an easy mark. Okay? If this is the carnival and we're on the midway, Colin can see you coming a mile away, and he knows he's going to get that $5 bill out of your hands, and you're going to walk away with nothing. 319-366-1600. And for the record, 2 days ago, I said I didn't like the Middle Tennessee State game being added to Iowa's schedule. I'd like to see them beef it up a little bit.
And most people on the text line agreed. It's just, it comes back to that, we can talk bad about our own state, but outsiders cannot.
Family. I can make fun of my family Correct. Because I'm related to them, but if somebody else does it, them's fighting words. That's exactly what it is. So we can complain here about Middle Tennessee State being on Iowa's schedule, but if somebody outside the state does it, then it's grab the pitchforks and rally the troops. 319-366-1600. We're talking about the subject I said I didn't want to talk about today, and that's just fine by me. Kale in Cedar Rapids wants to talk about Colin. Go ahead, Kale. What's on your mind?
I was actually going to use the family analogy that your co-host just used perfectly. And then I think a lot of Hawk fans, we get upset because of that, but we also don't, a lot of Hawk fans don't want to admit that he's 100% correct. Thanks, guys.
And there is a little bit of truth to that.
He makes a lot of good points. There are times where he is off when he uses facts, and if he would do a little bit more research and find out, like last year when he went on the rant about Iowa not getting a player drafted, if he would have done research and realized that Iowa is near the top 10 in
I think it was
players.
Iowa and Alabama
right.
had the longest streak of first-round draft picks for a while.
So he gets himself in trouble by kind of spouting things that aren't true or half-truths, but a lot of times he does make some very good points.
But to 98% of his audience, they don't know whether that's accurate or not.
Exactly.
And we live in this...
Welcome to 2017.
Right, it's a post-factual society. Now, there are slips of the tongue, Freudian slips, things of that nature. If I'm absent-mindedly talking about last night's Cubs game, and when I mean to say Contreras' name, and I say Wellington Castillo, that's just my mind playing a little bit of a trick on me, because they both were Cubs catchers. One currently is, one formerly is. Same initials, things like that. And I was just thinking about Wellington Castillo earlier today, because my fantasy baseball team is terrible and he is on it. That's different than just going out and blatantly being wrong about something for the purpose of stirring the pot. But I'm sitting here and I know what my bank account looks like. And if you have Google at your fingertips, you can figure out how much money Colin Cowherd makes, and you can figure out how much money Stephen A. Smith makes. And I don't know who else to throw into the mix there.
Jim Rome?
Rome. I haven't listened to Rome in a million years.
I haven't either.
But
I know he's highly successful.
The bottom line, yes, they are all highly successful. And I don't think any of us would hesitate to trade places with them. I think Colin's worth like $14 million. Not that money buys you happiness, but I'd like to try.
That's true, but would it
give me $14 million, and I would like to try.
Is $14 million worth everybody hating you?
It goes with the territory in this business. And that sometimes is what sucks about it, and you have to grow a thick skin when you do this, because you can let one person on the text line get you down and start making you question everything that you're doing. And at the end of the day, you have to remind yourself, okay, that was just one person. Let it go.
I understand that, but I like to think that what we do here is mostly factually based. It's opinionated, but the basis for it, the foundation for it, is fact. The guys that we just mentioned, not always the case. And I don't know if I could sell my soul and my integrity for that much money, but if a check sat right in front of me, maybe I would think differently.
There's such an easy mark, and I don't know why. And it could be any other fan base. Maybe a couple years ago, he decides he's going to take a shot at Utah, but he didn't. And he set his marks on Iowa. And unfortunately, for better or worse, the Hawkeyes have given him some material to work with. And I don't know how he would have responded had Iowa beaten Michigan State in Indianapolis 2 years ago and then at least played a competitive game in Pasadena against Stanford. But no, Iowa went. Didn't matter that it was a close game and that L.J. Scott basically ground them into the turf over that final drive, and that Michigan State won in the last minute, and it was a really good game. Iowa was leading for a lot. That didn't matter. All that mattered was that Iowa lost.
By that time, he
and
was...
And then the Rose Bowl comes exactly. along, and Christian McCaffrey, who is projected to be a first-round draft pick this year, even though he had a down final season, Christian McCaffrey runs Iowa out of the Rose Bowl, and all of a sudden, here you go. They served it up on a silver platter, and they do. The text line is right. There are some people, not a whole lot of them, but there are some people listening to our show who are saying, look, Iowa sort of deserves the criticism to a certain extent, but maybe not to the point that he carries it out, because he just beats it to death. But people keep going back, and he knows he gets a reaction out of them.
Well, that's exactly what happened. He made that point the first time. He got a huge reaction out of it, so he makes it a second time, and then he makes it a third time, and by the fourth time, he's so invested in making this point because he gets that reaction that he even admitted that he was actively rooting against the Hawkeyes in Indianapolis.
Mike in Marengo says, thanks for bringing back the nightmare of Christian McCaffrey. I think when we were looking at the mock draft yesterday with Dane Brugler, he had McCaffrey going to the Eagles at number 13. 1307 says, Cowherd is right. Iowa's scheduling continues to be a joke. Let's schedule patsies and then pray we get 7 or 8 wins. Woo-wee! Why not play quote-unquote good teams? I think we all know why. Pathetic. And if you don't like the texts that get read on this program, then you can text us too. 319-366-1600. We try to get to most of them, except for ones that are going to start a political fight, 0482.
Can I be like Ron Burgundy, just read all of them? That's probably not a good
read
idea.
Read anything.
Anything that pops up.
I did that one day on accident, and it almost got me in trouble. I was reading and halfway through a text from a listener, it may have been 3530, halfway through the text, things sort of took a turn for the worse, and luckily I was able to catch myself and turn the car around before we got on the expressway and couldn't pull off for the next 84 miles to get gas. 319-366-1600, we'll talk a little NBA playoff action with Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders coming up. Also, we will get to the audio from yesterday. There were a couple interesting things out of Iowa City when Kelton Copeland and Ken O'Keefe met with members of the media. O'Keefe talked a lot about the quarterback battle, but I was really taken by what Kelton Copeland said about the Jermaine Smith situation, especially given the fact that Copeland is a first-year coach, that he's brand new to the Iowa City campus, and he had no qualms about putting his foot down when it came to Jermaine Smith. So we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Woodja is also on the way. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We mentioned the Schulte and Swan prom in hour number one of the program. That is coming up this Saturday night. It's going to be at the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are available. They are just $20. This is always a fun time, but I think it's going to be even more fun, funner this year, because it's going to be sort of a graduation party for our good friend Rick Swan, who has left the Z102.9 morning show and is now right across the hall from our studio at Rob FM and doing a fantastic job. And if you get a chance, make sure you search the radio dial and listen to Rob either in Iowa City or Cedar Rapids. It's different frequencies. And so this is going to be his final Schulte and Swan prom coming up Saturday night. Again, tickets are just $20, and they are available at various locations throughout Cedar Rapids, including at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. So you don't have to just be in Cedar Rapids to pick up tickets. Cash only. But you do get some light hors d'oeuvres. There will be cake. And really, can you put a price on that experience, hanging out with all of your favorite Z102.9 personalities like Jenny Valier, Cardos, Scott Schulte, Claire from The Morning Show? Need I say more? Details available on our website, kgymradio.com. 23 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, another big board update on the way. And Cody Taylor from basketballinsiders.com joins us at the bottom of the hour.
You will feel good about shopping for a used vehicle because at the Coralville Used Car Superstore, Josh Orthel is feeling great.
With the selection and savings we have right now, it's the greatest.
Josh ain't joshing.
For every shopper, guaranteed credit approval. For budget shoppers, prices from $6,000.
Just two of the advantages you get with the McGrath family of dealerships.
It's a long list. Over 2,000 pre-owned vehicles. Buy with zero down.
The Coralville Used Car Superstore needs to be your first stop.
Let me tell you, it'll be the only stop.
I can believe that.
With guaranteed credit approval, with lenders nationwide, ready to loan money.
You make it happen.
You bet. Helping someone get a nicer vehicle for way less money. It's the greatest.
So when you buy a car, it's not how much you spend, it's how much you save.
And at the Coralville Used Car Superstore, you're going to save a lot.
Across from Randy's Flooring on the Coralville Strip.
And shop online, McGrathAuto.com.
24/7, it's where the savings start.
And never stop.
This Saturday, the Colonels have an adult Easter egg hunt for fans 21 and over. Following the game, the field will be covered with hundreds of eggs filled with free beer and popcorn coupons, shooters of alcohol, tons of candy, and one grand prize egg with a free night in a Colonels Diamond Suite. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
5 minutes before the bottom of the hour, just enough time to squeeze in a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They're home tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 6:35. The T-Rats, a Midwest League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Right-hander Tyler Wells makes his second start of the year for the Colonels. They managed to take 2 of 3 from the Kane County Cougars during their first road trip of the season. Tomorrow night, it's the very first Z102.9 Mug Club night of the year. $6 gets you a mug and your first beer. Then it's $3 refills all night long. And every Friday home game afterwards, if you remember to bring the mug back. The Iowa softball team beat Nebraska Wednesday night at Pearl Field by scores of 4-3 and 5-2. Iowa now 5-6 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes will host Rutgers for a 3-game weekend series beginning Friday night. The Iowa State women's basketball team picked up Australian transfer Bridie Kennedy-Hopway to the roster. The 6'4 forward signed with ISU after spending last season at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. There she averaged 11.9 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Liberty High School in North Liberty has its first athletics director. West Delaware's Mike Morrison is set to take the job as of July 1st. He was the winner of over 80 applicants for the job. He's got nearly 30 years of experience as a teacher and administrator on his resume. Twins winners today. They beat the Tigers 11-5. Cubs shut out the Dodgers 4-0. And the White Sox with 5 runs in the top of the first inning and still at the plate against the Indians in downtown Cleveland. Dan Hayes from CSN Chicago was supposed to be on the program with us today to talk about the White Sox. We had to reschedule him for Monday.
He will be on Monday. I wanted to ask him, and did you catch this moment, this great moment in Hawk Harrelson history?
Which one? By the way, they're giving away a talking Hawk Harrelson clock at one of the White Sox games, like an alarm clock that will wake you up with Hawk's, one of his catchphrases.
I hope that's a weekend series because I've been trying to schedule.
Yeah, can of corn.
Time to make it out to Guaranteed Rate Field to catch a game.
That's a Matabatacola. What else does he say?
Duck snort. He compared Tyler Saladino to Cal Ripken Jr. This is only 2 years removed from Hawk Harrelson comparing Tyler Saladino to one Brooks Robinson.
Two of those guys are members of the Baltimore Orioles, and two of those guys are members of baseball's Hall of Fame.
Correct.
The other being Tyler Saladino. You got to look, I don't think anybody is going to argue if you ranked all of the MLB announcers, TV and radio, from most neutral to biggest homer, no one's going to argue with the fact that Hawk Harrelson would be the biggest homer.
And
now, what was the comparison?
It was just basically straight up. It was
just Tyler Saladino baseball, is Brooks Robinson.
Smart baseball player reminds me a lot of Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm not sure Tyler Saladino is Billy Ripken.
He's been in the league for 3 years.
Or Cal Sr.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that either. But I, like you said, a lot of people embrace the fact that he's a homer. A lot of White Sox fans that I know kind of laugh at it, and I do too. I think it's kind of funny.
Guys on the text line enjoying the program today. Glad to have you with us. 319-366-1600. The Iowa schedule is still a topic of conversation, and whether it's Colin Cowherd who's fanning the flames or whether people just aren't ready to move on from it, I'm not sure I can put my finger on it, but look, it just when you think things have scabbed over, then all of a sudden here we are talking about Middle Tennessee State again. So there you go, 3 days in a row. I think I said yesterday that the over was 3.5 days. The punishment of the puppy on Snapchat yesterday kept the Middle Tennessee State streak alive here on the program, and now once again we're talking about them being added to Iowa's schedule in 2019. 319-366-1600. I hope you guys are NBA fans, because we're going to be talking a little bit about the playoffs with Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders coming up in just a few minutes. The Pacers, which you heard right here on KGYM last night, wound up with the 7 seed in the East. So their reward is getting to face LeBron James and Cleveland, because Boston wound up with the number 1 seed. They play the Bulls. Plenty to get into with Cody and a whole lot more. Hour number 3 promises the first edition on this show of Would Ya. We may even circle back and talk about the Cedar Rapids Casino Project and the developments today with the B.A. Morelli story on the Gazette's website. Plenty more to come.
We're going to send you to a bottom of the hour Sports Center update. This Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with people and answers you need at their next CPAP and BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservice.com.
There's no question your CPAP or BiPAP machine makes a big difference in your life. So keep your CPAP or BiPAP performing well. Come to CarePro Home Medical's free walk-in CPAP BiPAP clinic today at their Coralville location between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. Just bring your machine along and CarePro's respiratory therapist will check the pressure settings, tubing, filters, masks, headgear, and humidifiers. Connect with the people and answers you need at CarePro, careprohealthservices.com.
What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Steelers chairman Dan Rooney died today. Before taking over for his father, team founder Art, back in 2003, Dan Rooney was the president of the team for almost 30 years. He's also known as the creator of the Rooney Rule, requiring NFL teams to interview minority candidates for coaching and front office positions. Dan Rooney was 84. The Titans cut cornerback Jason McCourty today. He was the team's longest tenured homegrown player. They drafted him back in 2009. He was due to be paid $7 million in the upcoming season. Baseball finals today. The Red Sox beat the Pirates 4-3. Xander Bogaerts with the game-winning RBI in the eighth. The Twins beat the Tigers 11-5, three-run home runs for Miguel Sano and Max Kepler. And the Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0. Brett Anderson, 5 scoreless innings for the win. Anthony Rizzo had a home run and drove in 2. Knicks president Phil Jackson will stay on the job. Both sides had opt-outs after this season, but ESPN has learned both the team and Jackson have picked them up.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rods, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Your mind is a blank slate as you enter total relaxation. Safe driver, paperless, multi-car. They are wrapping their savings around you. Like the tinfoil that wraps around your hot dog at a ball game, which for some reason costs $12.50.
Switch to Progressive and surround yourself with savings. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Howdy, folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. You have someone in your life you want to get KFC's new $10 chicken share with? It could be a friend, more than a friend, or even a spouse. It's okay. Be brave. Go ahead and say, I want to get a $10 chicken share from KFC and share chicken with you. It's who you are. Don't be ashamed. Just head to a KFC and share 9 extra crispy tenders, 6 pieces of original recipe, a lot of popcorn nuggets, or 12 hot wings. And don't be afraid to be who you are. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Hot wings not available at all locations.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Midway through the program tonight, 1.5 hours still to go before we get you back to ESPN nightly programming at 7 o'clock. Podcast will be available after the show tonight at kgymradio.com. Don't forget the Emil's Hideaway poll question is there as well. Find Emil's Hideaway on 1st Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Also, you can take part in the Twitter poll at Todd Brommelkamp regarding whether or not you think Cedar Rapids pursuing a casino is a good idea or not. Again, that's on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp. Alex Kuhn along with me, Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the other side of the glass, ready to hear from you at 319-366-1600. That is also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you were listening last night to KGYM, all three frequencies had that Atlanta-Indiana game. The Pacers, as we mentioned, getting the 7 seed and locking themselves into a matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boston comes out of the East with the 1 seed. Toronto, the 3. And on down the line, we'll talk a little bit of basketball now with our next guest, Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders. And Cody, I'm just going to ask you, at the beginning of the year, would you have pictured the Boston Celtics as the 1 seed in the East?
Probably not. Certainly I would have had them somewhere in that top three. I think we've all kind of said that it's the Cavaliers' East to take, and then following them in some order would have been the Celtics or the Raptors. But to see the Celtics take that number one seed, I thought that was pretty important from their standpoint, given that this is still a team that's trying to prove their weight in the Eastern Conference. They're trying to prove that they can compete with the Cleveland Cavaliers, although the result of the last game they played last week didn't necessarily indicate it. But for them to boost their confidence a little bit going into the playoffs, knowing that if they do meet up with the Cavaliers in the East Finals, they'll have home court, I thought that was pretty good for them.
Does this Boston Celtics team have enough offense other than Isaiah Thomas to compete in not just in the first round, but beyond that?
Certainly in the first couple of rounds, I think when you get toward when you get toward the finals against, you know, probably the Cavaliers, that's when you would run into some issues. And then I believe they would play the Washington Wizards next round if both teams were to advance. So I think after the Celtics and Raptors, I always kind of viewed the Wizards as a dark horse team to maybe have a chance at knocking off the Cavaliers. But certainly I think the further you get into the playoffs, I do think the Celtics need another scorer. We know Isaiah Thomas is one of the most dynamic scorers in the league. He was leading the league in scoring at one point. But then, you know, they bring in Al Horford. I think he's a good third option, and right now he's their second option. So I think if you're the Celtics, you probably would like to add another scorer to complement Al Horford and Isaiah Thomas. And then at that point, I think they'd have a real good chance to make a really deep run.
You mentioned the Washington Wizards, and John Wall has been absolutely outstanding this season. Is it possible that they might be on paper the toughest matchup for the Cavs in the Eastern Conference?
I think so, and I think for a number of reasons why. And the first, of course, being John Wall. When you have a guy playing as great as he has been this season, career highs in points and assists, we know their success is, you know, hinges on how he does. And I think he's one of the most electrifying players in the league. Certainly you can make a case for Russell Westbrook. And then I believe John Wall is right there when you look at how fast he is and just some of the number of different moves he can make. And then also I think what's helping the Wizards this year is they have a healthy Bradley Beal. That's always been his biggest knock is he hasn't been able to complete a full season. And we're finally seeing him at full strength. Otto Porter Jr. has come in as their third scoring option, which has been a big boost. And then I think the other area in which could give the Cavaliers a lot of fits is in that front court. They're a really big team in the forward department, you know, with Jason Smith, Markieff Morris, Jan Mahimi, some of those guys. And as we know, the Cavaliers aren't as big as they used to be. So I think that'll give them some problems. And then, you know, John Wall going up against Kyrie Irving, in the playoffs, if they do meet up, I think that'll give and we know Kyrie Irving's not the best defensive point guard in the league, so I think those would be two areas that they might be able to exploit should those two teams meet.
Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders, he's on Twitter, at Cody Taylor NBA. Which one of these playoff rounds, pairings in the first round, catches your eye, is most intriguing to you?
I think right off the bat is that Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder matchup.
Bingo.
In my opinion, I think that's going to be the most entertaining matchup that we have among both conferences. Ultimately, I do think the Houston Rockets are going to advance five, six games, probably somewhere in there. I think when you talk about teams that are great regular season teams, I think the Thunder fit that bill. We know what Russell Westbrook has done this year. We know how electrifying he's been. And just some of the games that he's had. But when you look at some of his outings, I mean, he scored 45, 50 points in a couple of them, and the Thunder still lost. So, I mean, I think that poses a big problem to them. And you got to think the Houston Rockets are probably, you know, sitting back, going, willing to allow Westbrook to do whatever he can, but then they're going to stop these other guys, the Victor Oladipos and some of those other players on the team. So I think that poses to be the biggest excitement among matchups, because I still think the Houston Rockets are among the flashiest teams in the league to watch. You know, this is a team that's perfectly capable of the 3-point attempts per game and being perfectly fine with that. And with those shooters they have on that team, we know they're going to hit a good percentage of them. So, but for the time being, I still think that's going to be an exciting matchup to watch.
Cody, now you say you have the Houston Rockets winning. Does James Harden win the MVP, or do you have Russell Westbrook?
I have Westbrook. If I had a vote, that's where mine would go. You know, and it's funny, I talked to probably 8 to 10 players here in the last week asking their opinion and their take on who should win. And I think 9 of the 10 that I sent out were all Westbrook. Even a couple of them were even asking why I'm asking them, because in their mind it's already made up. You know, I know a lot of people have kind of mentioned maybe the winner of that matchup should decide who the MVP is. Of course, that won't be the case as voting ends tomorrow. But to see what Westbrook has done this year, I think for him to average a triple-double, set the triple-double record, I think that shouldn't go unnoticed, and I think he should be rewarded with it, although it's very unfortunate that the season James Harden is having might go overlooked a bit. And if you look at any other year in the NBA, he might be the MVP. So at the very least, it's good that we have this kind of competition, because in past years, I know it's been pretty clear-cut as to who the winner is. So if you're the NBA, you got to love the conversation that's being created right now.
Fred Hoiberg gets the Bulls into the postseason in year number two, but they get the 8 seed. They draw the Celtics right out of the gate. What type of offseason do you expect the Bulls to face?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, looking at that matchup with the Celtics, they split the season series 2-2. But that's a good question, where the Bulls are going to go. You know, there was so much trade talk around Jimmy Butler and with the Boston Celtics. And do you move the number one pick? Should the Celtics get it for a Jimmy Butler? Does Dwayne Wade come back? He's got the player option for next year. I think most of us would agree that Rajon Rondo probably won't be back. So, you know, the Bulls have a decision to make. I just had this conversation with somebody recently, and I might entertain the idea of trading a Jimmy Butler if it meant getting back the number one pick and kind of starting there on a potential deal and working, get some younger pieces in there. Because, you know, if you're the Chicago Bulls, we've seen Jimmy Butler can only take them so far. And, you know, they got him to the 8th seed begrudgingly. It looked like it seemed like they did their best not to make the playoffs there in the last week or so. But you know, unless the front office believes they have a great chance at landing some players and talent that can really help them win now and get Jimmy Butler some more help, I think you do have to look at maybe trading Jimmy Butler. I know Bulls fans don't like that idea. I know it seems crazy to trade a guy as talented as that, but when you can, you know, bring back some young pieces that will potentially change your, you know, the direction of your franchise for the better, I think that's something you have to look at.
And it's interesting because this has been talked about on this show a couple of times before. They bring in Fred Hoiberg. They want to get a little bit younger, they say, and then they bring in Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo. A, did you understand those moves at all? And B, does a complete rebuild suit them better at this point going into next offseason?
I think so. And for the Bulls to have hired Fred Hoiberg from the beginning, I thought was a bit questionable, because when you have a guy that's never coached in the NBA before, I think the better fit would be to put him around younger players who are still learning their way in the league. So together, the coach and Fred Hoiberg and the players can kind of grow together and build something. But when you add Fred Hoiberg into a locker room with some personalities that we've seen last year with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, this year, you know, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, some of those guys, it doesn't necessarily feel like it's been the best fit. It doesn't feel like Fred Hoiberg's gotten the best deal from the front office that he can. And so that kind of goes into the point where you can, you know, trade some of these guys off, get younger, and allow Fred Hoiberg to grow with these younger guys. Because it's still like the Bulls, I cover the league out of Orlando, and I've seen Fred Hoiberg here a couple of times. And it's at times it just looks like he's, you know, a deer and caught in the headlights. Like he isn't quite sure what to do. So, I think a total rebuild at this point would fit not only the Bulls better, but Fred Hoiberg as well.
Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders, just a couple more minutes. What was your reaction when you heard the Knicks picked up the final year on Phil Jackson's deal?
A bit puzzling, to be honest with you. I'm sure a lot of others have that same kind of reaction. And so... If you're a Knicks fan, you know, you've been through everything this year, between Derrick Rose at the beginning of the year to the drama with Phil and Carmelo, and just the Joakim Noah injury / suspension. I guess sort of the light at the end of the tunnel might have been taking, you know, that Phil may not be there next year, and they can get somebody in there better suited to kind of, you know, run the team and get better players in there, or players at least that fit what they're trying to do a lot better. I think the triangle, if that's still something Phil's trying to do, which all indications are, that it will be, I think, needs to be changed. That philosophy needs to go. So it just, and then I think for also this summer, you got to take a look at Carmelo Anthony and what happens there. I have a hard time believing one way or the other that he'll be on this Knicks roster next season. So heading into the season, there's just still so many questions with this team. Is Derrick Rose coming back? The answer is probably not, coming off that injury. But, you know, there's just so many different things, and it just always seems like the Knicks find a way to remain in the headlines no matter how bad the on-court product is.
Moving back to the Western Conference playoffs, which one of these teams will be the biggest, is the biggest test for Golden State in the Western Conference? Matchup wise,
I look at kind of what I mentioned earlier with the Rockets. I know coming into the year, a lot viewed the San Antonio Spurs as a potential threat, and I still think they're, you can't take them lightly. But when you think of playing the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals and beating them four times, you're going to have to put up 100, 120 points, possibly even more, to have a chance of doing that. And when you look at how the teams are built in the Western Conference in the playoffs, I think the Rockets have the best chance of doing that because they're a team that we've seen put up a lot of points, and it stems from that run-and-gun offense that Mike D'Antoni has created and allowed James Harden to be so effective this year. And when you have the shooters on the team that they have, the biggest thing that struck me from watching them, over the course of the season is they're perfectly fine putting up 53 pointers a game. They're fine having more 3-point attempts than 2-point attempts, it seems like. So when you have the shooters that they do, James Harden, Trevor Ariza, Eric Gordon, Ryan Anderson, they're hitting a good percentage of those. So of course, you live by the three, you die by the three, but more often than not, they start hitting their shots and putting up a lot of points. So I do view them as a team that could potentially give the Warriors their biggest threat in the Western Conference.
Cody Taylor, Basketball Insiders, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me back.
We'll have plenty of NBA playoff action for you here on KGYM all throughout the postseason. Make sure you're checking out our website, kgymradio.com, for the upcoming schedule. As for tonight, we've got ESPN nightly programming for you when we hit the top of hour number 3 at 7 o'clock, which is just a little over an hour away. Woodja is coming up in just about 12 minutes. Plus, we'll hit on a couple of other interesting topics. Indiana is having its spring football game tonight, and there's a very intriguing honorary head coach on the sidelines. I'll give you a hint. Spider 2. Why Banana? Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave. Now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
5:52 on a Thursday night. We invite you to join us tomorrow. We'll be in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Scott Unash sitting in for Alex Kuhn. He's also going to be with Mark Dukes for the gym class. They'll have an opportunity for you to win tickets to either next Saturday or Sunday's Cedar Rapids Colonels game against the Kane County Cougars. We mentioned Indiana having their spring football game tonight. Thursday night, spring game action. How about that in Bloomington? And John Gruden is serving as the honorary coach for the Hoosiers tonight. His dad, Jim, was an assistant coach in Bloomington from 1973 to 1977. He was the running backs coach.
That's a stretch. Does that mean that when Jim Harbaugh retires, he can come back and be a honorary coach at Iowa spring game?
Sure.
Is that false equivalence?
No. I mean, his dad was on, I believe Jerry Burns was the coach at the time when his dad was on the staff. Maybe it was Frank Lauterbur. I'd have to get the years right on that one. Someone will call me out if I'm wrong, but why not? Honorary coaching positions for everybody. John Gruden, by the way, has not been a college coach since 1989 when he was the tight ends coach at the University of Pacific, which no longer has a football program. They folded up shop in 1995. He's been in the NFL ever since. Everybody thinks Gruden at some point in time is going to go back to coaching. And
when is that speculation going to be just done?
Probably
with?
Never. And maybe until he's in his 60s.
Okay.
But I don't think some people understand how much money he makes and how different the lifestyle of a TV analyst is over that of a head coach for an NFL team. Now, the money is great one way or the other, but he travels the country. He prepares for a handful of games.
He has the best job in the world.
He's got a very good deal right now, and he makes a decent living doing what he is. Spider 2Y Banana and all of that.
Gruden
combined.
Grinder.
Fired Football Coaches of America, right? Isn't that
the QB camp, yes.
Yeah. He's not going back to coaching. This tonight in Bloomington is about as close as you're going to get. Thursday night spring game, I can't see Iowa ever doing that. But next Friday night, they're going to have the spring game at Kinnick Stadium. Trying something different this year, carving out a little bit of that BTN broadcast time. And I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Speaking of Iowa City, that's where you can find Midwest One's headquarters. They've also got 40 branches across the corridor to help with your banking needs. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in town tonight. They take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch is at 6:35 tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers farmhands. Right-hander Tyler Wells gets his second start of the year for the Colonels. They took 2 of 3 from the Kane County Cougars during their first road trip of the year earlier in the week. The Iowa softball team has seemingly turned the corner. They swept Nebraska Wednesday night at Pearl Field, taking game 1 4-3, and then the nightcap 5-2. Iowa 5-6 in the Big Ten will host Rutgers for a 3-game weekend series at Pearl Field beginning Friday night. The Iowa State women's basketball team has added Australian transfer Bridie Kennedy Hupway to its roster. The 6'4 forward signed with ISU after spending last year at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas. There she averaged 11.9 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Liberty High School in North Liberty has its first athletics director. West Delaware's Mike Morrison has been hired from a pool of 80 candidates. He's got nearly 30 years of experience as a teacher and administrator on his resume. He'll take over at Liberty July 1st. Cubs a 4-0 winner over the Dodgers earlier today at Wrigley Field. Brett Anderson lowering his season ERA to .84. The Minnesota Twins defeated the Tigers 11-5 in Detroit. Home runs from Max Kepler and Miguel Sano as Phil Hughes improves to 2-0 on the year. And the White Sox now up 7-1 on Cleveland. That game in the top of the second inning. Again, we'll talk a little White Sox baseball with Scott Unash tomorrow in Iowa City, but Dan Hayes from CSN in Chicago rescheduled for Monday's program. Very much looking forward to chatting with him. Woodja is on the way as our associate producer Jeff Downing will join us in the studio. Also, the Kelton Copeland comments from yesterday about Jermaine Smith's status with the team. If you're a Hawkeye football fan and you haven't heard these, I do think that you will be interested in hearing the first-year coach sort of put his foot down when it comes to Jermaine Smith. A lot more coming your way in hour number 3.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave